Business Folk of Texas, which business group's actually looking out for your interest in Austin? I reported to you recently that Bill Hammond, the chief hired hand for the Texas Association of Business, told a group of business people in Wichita Falls that TAB doesn't support ending the franchise tax, known by most as the hated margins tax. Hammond, who gets outsized press coverage in Texas, essentially said government needs all the money it can get, and that includes taking money from small to mid-sized businesses through a capricious tax in which you pay even if your firm's not profitable. When in the Capitol earlier this week, a tall fellow came up to me from the crowd and asked, "I know you, don't I?" Being terrible at remembering faces and names, I was just about to say I don't think so when he said, "You have a radio show." Turns out it was Will Newton of the National Federation of Independent Business. Will is the Texas director for NFIB, of which I'm a proud member, and he's actually been in the True Texan studio for an interview about 4 years ago. NFIB polls its members to take positions with the legislature, and NFIB's not only fighting to end the onerous margins tax, the group's running ads on Austin Talk Radio explaining to legislators in town for the session why the tax is so harmful to Texas business. When it comes time to decide which business group to which you lend your financial support, I'd highly recommend the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, over the TAB, known here as the Texas Association of Very Big Business. Learn more at nfib.com/Texas. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.